reading again from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. God has raised from the dead our Lord Jesus, who is the great shepherd of the sheep because of his death, by which the eternal covenant is sealed. May the God of peace provide you with every good thing you need in order to do his will, and may he, through Jesus Christ, do in us what pleases him. And to Christ be the glory forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name, brothers and sisters, we are going home. I still very vividly remember when this statement was said to me individually in a different context in the field in Korea. My orders had been cut, and while I was in the field, they brought the message to me, "You have received orders, you're going home." It's a little difficult in some ways to recapture the elation and the joy that message brought to me, "I'm going home." After many months of difficulty, guilt, fear, danger, uncertainty, "I'm going home." And you know, a surprising thing happened. It took about 2 weeks before I actually could leave the field without seeing go home. I noticed I became a better soldier, more disciplined, more careful about my duty, and of course, more hope and purpose. In a far greater context, you and I also have already had our orders cut. We have already received the message, "We are going home." And how much, again, we are reminded of this in this season of the church calendar. And this truth that we're going home, how it should motivate us, inspire us to do all the more about the work of our team until we actually do go home. But now I would like to ask you, can you imagine what a Christian does, how he's motivated when he does not believe he's going home? Or that concept is so vague in his daily life it means nothing to him. What effect does that have on him? I can also still remember when on a troop ship with more than 4,000 men going to Korea with a passage of some 21 days, how to spend the time, the officers would come below and several times would give talk to us. And about mid-passage, I'll never forget it, one officer came down and he evidently sensed a few days that many of us thought we were going to go for a loss over there, and he tried to get us to think seriously about it. And in order to do so, he said, "You know, you're not going to Europe, you're going to Korea. And many of you will not come back." Now, the effect that had on us was quite telling. It did make all of us in our particular hold become very serious about where we were going and what might happen. But I noticed another effect it had on us, and I'm sure that officer didn't intend that. When we began to think we might not ever see home again, it had a detrimental effect upon us. Discipline began to break down, and even the very next day there was a stabbing right in my own home. And this stuck with me, and it never left me, this thought, that when a soldier, in the midst of whatever he's in, really believes he does not have much of a chance of getting home, I say I witness this also, that helps to break down his moral fiber. He becomes careless, and he many times can be the one that will not come home, and what effect it has on those who are depending upon him. So later on, when I was given a little command, I was determined, whether it happened or not, to encourage my men, don't ever lose sight of the fact that our real life is not here, it's home, and we are going to go home. Now that may not be such good theology, but I thought it necessary by such a message to encourage them to be about the task that they were in and not let down. Now, again, in a much greater context, what happens when Christians do not believe they're going home, or it's so unreal to them that it means little in their daily living? If we don't really believe that heaven is real and that going home is some vague concept that doesn't control us, it can help break down our Christian moral foundation. It can help destroy any real Christian discipline. It certainly will affect other people who depend upon it. It certainly will rob us or help us to be robbed of any real impetus to be evangelism or to share the gospel. And perhaps even worse, it can begin to undermine our faith. Not the only thing, perhaps, but it sure can be a part of other things in an onslaught to undermine our faith, to think that we may not go home, that this here may be our end, and then far worse. And that's why it's so important, Christian brothers and sisters, that we heed our Lord's warning and His wonderful word of comfort and encouragement in these days, in fact, every day of our life, that He's coming soon. In fact, the dawn of His arrival is already on the horizon. He's at the very door now, isn't He? In fact, as I said, we have already received the message. We're going home, and it's only a matter of hours or days when we will actually go home. And our Lord reminds us of this by way of word and sacrament, through His cross, through His victory. You remember He said in John chapter 14, why was He going to the cross? I am preparing a place for you, so that you may be where I am. And as He reminds us of the victory of His cross and resurrection, which is our victory, no matter what we experience, no matter how thin lays the flow, this is our victory. He has given it to us, and we possess it by faith, through that victory. As He reminds us of it, and moves us to live in it, heaven becomes real. Our eternal home is the real life. And if anything is a shadowy existence, it's our existence here on earth. But certainly, He inspires us to know and to live on this knowledge and in this faith that this is not our real life. We are here to do a duty, but our real life is in heaven. And this morning, as again so graciously He gives to you, undeserving though you and I are, He gives to us the forgiveness of sins, to remind us that that is real. The life we have with Him eternally in heaven. That is real, and how real it ought to become to us again. And then that message that we're going to go home to a certain life, how that ought to inspire us to live, to work, to die, to suffer, to do everything for Him. How that ought to motivate us to a real life of discipline, a real life of prayer, a real life of relationship to the Word and sacrament, a real life of sending ourselves to others if they can hear this gospel. Because when we know we're going to go home, everything we do for Jesus is most important to us. But never again can we become lax in thinking of what we are here and why we are here. Brothers and sisters, we are going home. Let's really share that with each other as long as we live in this community together. In Jesus' name, Amen.